The last time we checked in with Mary Pat Higgins, the CEO and president of the Dallas Holocaust and Human Rights Museum, wires were everywhere. The hard hat tour was all right, but they were far from completion. That was in May. That all changes right away with the ribbon cutting and welcoming of probably about 1,000 guests or so. Mary Pat Higgins is the president and CEO of Dallas Holocaust and Human Rights Museum and joins us now. It's good to have you with us.
David, it's great to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here. So it's been a long battle to get this thing going. Everything works?
Everything works. I'm not crossing my fingers today. I can honestly say that.
Well, you've had a lot of receptions. You've had a lot of the supporters that have come by. What kind of reaction are you getting?
David, it's been so heartening. We had almost 1,400 of our members come this past weekend for a member open house. We've had over about 400 teachers who have come. We've really made an effort to let teachers come see the museum because we're hoping they'll bring their students. And the good news is the reception has been overwhelmingly positive. People are really thrilled and excited about the content. And the teachers have said they can't wait to bring their students to our museum.
Now, it's interesting. We talked about this, I guess, a little bit last time, but how, you know, the Dallas Holocaust Museum has morphed into the Holocaust and Human Rights Museum. And that takes, you know, it makes it much more current.
It does. It does. We, you know, we teach the Holocaust as a paradigm of genocide. It bears studying for generations to come. But then we move forward after we cover that content and look at the evolution of human rights in the wake of the Holocaust, the creation of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And sadly, David, many people living throughout the world are not enjoying those basic human rights. And lastly, we end in the United States. We look at the evolution of civil and human rights in our own country. And, you know, as all of us know, that's a continual struggle. That will be something that we'll have to work on for the rest of our country's history.
You know, but there's the business side, too. You've got to keep the doors open. You've got plant and equipment and maintenance, and you've got to keep it current and everything else. So tell me how you're positioning for that. You are catty-corner from the sixth-floor museum. You are in a West End that seems to be rejuvenated right now. How do you market yourself?
Well, we were purposefully thrilled to find a location in the West End. It's the historic district of Dallas, so it makes sense for a history museum to be there. You know, our great neighbors, the 6-4 Museum, still have an incredible number of visitors, and so we're hoping some of those visitors will come see us. And you may have noticed, we really are trying to market throughout town. We have an extensive banner campaign. We have some billboards, we're marketing on radio, and we've had some great press coverage. And so we'll just continue to get the word out about this museum, because I think there are a lot of people that still don't know we exist, and we're going to be a jewel. We're going to be a place that they will want to bring their visitors when they have friends that come to Dallas. So we want to get the word out, and thank you for helping.
Well, you have a lot of supporters, and in fact, I was pleased to go by a reception for supporters the other night, and I was struck by the number. How many people, and not just Jews, I mean really from all over the community?
Yeah, you know, we have had very broad community support. It's been so wonderful that all of the major community foundations in Dallas have supported this project, and we've had about 700 donors to our capital campaign, and we have over 3,000 members who support us annually. So we really do have a broad number of supporters who have helped make this happen, and we're so grateful. This has been a dream 40 years in the making, and it wouldn't have been possible without the incredible, generous support of our donors.
So I'll ask you the question I asked you last May. Are you on budget and on target for time?
So, David, a lot of people don't know this about me, but I'm a CPA, have my MBA, and I take great pride in bringing projects in under budget. So I'm happy to say that there is a very nice unspent contingency, and the board will allocate that to help bring students to our new museum. We are on time, we're under budget, and we actually have surpassed our fundraising goal. We have raised $78 million in cash pledges and gifts, and we have another $6 million of testamentary pledges. So we are confident that we will be financially secure for decades.
You know, I'm also struck by the utilization of the plan. I mean, you've got school groups that are going to come in, presumably in the morning. You'll have visitors coming in, I guess, in the afternoons. But then also you're booking the place for evenings. Can you keep this busy 18 hours a day?
Well, I hope so, and I hope not to be there 18 hours a day. But we're working with a great company, Food Glorious Food, to handle our rentals. And we are really excited that we have a number of businesses who have already booked us to have receptions, so they can introduce our museum to their clients in the coming months. And so the hope is, you know, students will be at the museum from 9:30 to 1:30. I think it will be open to walk-in visitors then, but the tickets will go first. The first priority will be for the school visitors. And then from 1:30 to 5, we hope to have as many walk-in visitors as possible. I'm not sure that you know, we're open 7 days a week, 9:30 to 5, Monday through Friday, and 10 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday. So we want as many people as possible to be able to come to our museum. We also have a parking garage right across the street on Houston. We wanted our visitors to have safe and secure parking, and we also wanted to make a little revenue to help support the operations.
Well, it's a remarkable structure and a fascinating message, and you've done a good job. Mary Pat Higgins is the president and CEO of the Dallas Holocaust and Human Rights Museum. I hope you've got a vacation planned maybe later on in the month.
I haven't planned it yet, but I promise you I will.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.